In these, his last hours before his death, Jesus gives us the great gift of himself. At the Last Supper, he says, "This is my body." And he offers this gift of himself, which begins at the Last Supper, and it culminates, it's consummated on the cross when he says, "It is finished." When this offering of himself, this gift of the Eucharist, is finished on the cross. These two scenes in Scripture, the Last Supper and on the cross, and the one thing that he says, "This is my body." Through this, he gives us the Eucharist, and he gives us as well, we remember on this night, the gift of the priesthood, the gift through which we receive the Eucharist, the gift which for any priest to celebrate this Mass is very humbling, especially to celebrate as the first time as your pastor, that to be able to bring the body of Christ and to be able to bring it to those in one's parish whose lives are being poured out daily, whose lives themselves, through your own body, your own sacrifices, is being united to Jesus. I've been a priest coming on 8 years. It wasn't until 4 years into my priesthood when there was a moment that struck me at the Mass. And I want to give some context before telling you about this moment. It was the fall of 2017. I was in my second year as chaplain at the University of Mary. And it had turned into a hell of a month in an awful way. Every week, multiple times, it was trips to the hospital with different students, visiting them at the psych ward, visiting them after major accidents in the hospital. And it was just one after the other after the other. And after about the fourth, fifth week of this, I remember I was very exhausted. I was very tired. And it was carrying the exhaustion of it, but also, you know, as we do, carrying the stress, the anxiety of it as well. That it all sort of, our bodies soak it up like a sponge. And it was the moment in the Mass, in the Eucharistic prayer, which 4 years into my priesthood, I had prayed thousands of times before, holding the simple wafer at that point and saying, "This is my body." The words in which that is transformed into the body of Christ. And lifting that host up. I had done this thousands of times before, but for the first time, it was saying that, "This is my body." Saying those in persona Christi, in the place of Christ, saying, "This is the body of Christ," but saying it as well, that this is my, Robert Shea's body, given for you. This is my body. And it was saying that and lifting that up to the Father. And you know how God sometimes does things when he wants to make a point, and we're so dull and slow that he repeats it a number of times just to make it obvious for us? He does that to me because I'm a little slower. You guys probably, it's one shot and it's done. So I had this experience at Mass. You know, you say that thousands of times, "This is my body." And I'm saying that like, okay, this is Jesus saying this through me. This is Jesus' body lifted up. But that one time of, "This is my body," in which it was saying that of Jesus' body, but my own as well. The next hospital visit, like the next day, it wasn't one of the students, but it was someone I had known for a long time. And he was very sick. And you know how someone, if when you're very ill, you'll spend days, weeks in the hospital, you'll be in and out for what seems like an eternity. And someone who is very ill is very conscious of their body, of the ailments in their body. I was visiting with him, and I had brought the Eucharist to him and prayed the prayers of anointing for him. And he had said in the midst of the conversation, he'd said, "You know, I've spent many, many hours in this hospital bed, but this hospital bed now is my altar. This hospital bed now is my altar. And as I lay here, Jesus is lifting me up to the Father. And as he's doing that, every ounce, every little second of suffering, I offer it for my daughter and for the rest of my family, but especially my daughter. That the wisdom that this man had, that what Jesus does in the Eucharist and at Mass, what's transformed there is this bread, but that's not the only thing that's transformed. We lift this up to the Father, but when we unite, when you unite, the sufferings in your life, and oh, do we have a lot, you know, those sufferings that you soak up in your body and you carry around with the stress maybe right here and with that anxiety, laying in your own bed, sleepless at night, worrying. When we unite those sufferings and the real sufferings that you have physically, when your body begins to start failing you, when you lift those up as we lift this host up at the Mass, it's not just you lifting that up. It's Jesus lifting that up with you to the Father, and that is the most powerful prayer you can pray on this earth. When you take those sufferings that you have in your life and you lift them up, there is no more powerful of a prayer that you can pray, because you are lifting it up with Jesus within you to the Father, and that's what begins to transform it. The beginning of my third year in seminary at the North American College, some of you know this, but the beginning of my third year of seminary, I'd been having for a year all these massive migraines, and they'd just been escalating, getting worse and worse and worse. In the beginning of my third year, I was over in Rome, and I was on retreat that we begin the year with, and it was very clear that I needed to go back and take care of these migraines before I could just go on through another year of seminary. And so I visited with my priest formator, Father Joe Fowler. And when I was telling him this, he leaned forward and he said, "Don't let a second of your suffering go to waste." And now I thought in my young, naive mind that I'm just wanting to get rid of my headaches. But he had said, "Don't let any of that suffering go to waste. Who are you offering it for? Who are you sacrificing it for?" At the Mass on the altar, as we're setting it up, we lay this cloth down. It's called a corporal, which comes from the Latin word corpus, which means body. We're not very creative with our words and how we name things in the church. The corporal. It's laid out on the altar, and the Mass is celebrated there, because any small little particle which might break from the host is caught by this. And so that no particle of the Eucharist will be lost. No small little bit of that sacrifice may be lost at all. This, everyone, is your lives. You have a lot of suffering in your life. You have a lot. Don't waste 1 second of it. When that is taken, and you know the old term that your parents probably taught you, offer it up. When it's offered up with Jesus, that sacrifice united with His, is what changes the world. It's what changes lives. The man who I visited in the hospital, he suffered for a long while after that as well. But you could see the grace happening in his family and in his daughter as well. What God is able to do through the simple words of a priest at this altar and through simple people, God doesn't necessarily choose the best people to be priests. He chooses the willing. We're not the smartest. We're not the most talented. We're not any of these things. Maybe the strongest, but we're not other things, right? He chooses the willing. And through very simple but willing men, and through their very simple words that they say, something is transformed here that brings salvation into the world. Through your simple words in the midst of your suffering, Jesus, I don't understand, but I offer this up to you. I offer it for my son, for my daughter, for my husband, for whatever it is. Or I offer it, Jesus, for whoever you want to use it for. Through those simple words and with that intention, Jesus is able to transform so much. Don't carry around your suffering in your body. Lift your broken body up to Him as an offering, as a sacrifice, and He will use that to bring His transformation, to bring His grace into the world.